is the one during my very young age. I went to a learning center called Kumon. Maybe you have heard of that.
Kumon.
Yeah, the Japanese learning center. And I was there since kindergarten, and I learned there until I go to a secondary school. And I think most of my English language skills or vocabularies, I come from there. Because I have to like speak every and to like recite some passages, or have to speak some English and do some reading passages and comprehensions every week. And I think that is one of the most memorable English language learning experience to me.
Do you think that was useful?
Yeah, I think that's quite useful, since that forces me to learn English, since if I cannot complete the comprehension well, or if I cannot complete it before and within the time given, I have to do it again and again. And if I do that, it's not satisfied, I have to do it again until I have all answers correct. And if I couldn't do so, I couldn't leave.
Okay, so you only learn speaking and reading, and what else? And writing?
Yeah, no, I didn't learn writing there. I only learn speaking and reading and probably listening there.
So let's move on to the next question. What is your most memorable English reading experience?
I think that's Harry Potter. Because since very young, like in primary school, my bedtime story is Harry Potter. My mother told me that story in Chinese. I think that's so interesting, and I like it so much. So when I get into secondary school, there was a huge library in my school, and I tried to find the original version of the Harry Potter series, which is in English. And I found that very interesting, but I think that's the only time that I have read such a long story.
So you read Harry Potter only for your interest?
Yeah.